Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. It's a joy to hear from our listeners. One dear lady this week wrote that she is 55 years old, but she's still a kid at heart and loves to listen to the stories while she's working. Some say they listen in the car on their way shopping or to church or to work. Some listen over the internet. That's good because you can listen anytime, day or night. So tune in to the Children's Bible Club and join us for stirring songs and a good story. Now, here's the choir. Thank you, choir. Bible Clubbers, I hope you have a copy of the Bible in your home, and I hope you will read it. Some homes have more than one Bible, but the trouble is they seldom read it. One girl wrote lately that she just got started reading the Bible every day and sticking with it. It was such a blessing that she wished everyone would read their Bible every day. Well, that's God's Word. The more you read it, the more you love it. And as I was reading in the Gospel of John this morning, I came to the call of Jesus' disciples. I began wondering how many of our Bible clubbers know the disciples' names. How many could list their names? Could you? Well, we could start Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, and Philip, and Nathaniel. Keep going. How many more can you say? Write your list and then write to Aunt Carolyn and let me know how you did. If you need some help, look in Luke 6:14-16. All 12 are listed there. You can copy off the list, carry it in your pocket, and work on it until you have it memorized. There's a lot to learn from those disciples. We often put them up on a pedestal of heroes, and they are, but they didn't start out that way. They were plain people just like you and me. Some were fishermen. They had to work hard out in the weather to make a living. One was a tax collector, which meant he didn't have many friends. Some of them, the Bible says nothing except their name. They were ordinary men, but they followed Jesus. When he called, they left what they were doing, and Jesus became their whole life. Where he went, they went. Where he sent them, they went. And that was not easy, but that was what mattered to them. How about us? Are we willing to follow him, to obey him, to put him ahead of everything else? Following Jesus won't always be easy, but it will be worth it. Jesus said in Luke 18, "Verily I say unto you, there's no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come, life everlasting." Now that's wonderful. Okay, choir.
My Lord has gone, it's so wonderful.
Today's story is Easter Joy. Bunnies in baskets, colored eggs, chicks, and jelly beans. The store window was full of bright colors and delightful scenes. Some children stood at the window, ooing over the goodies and excitement of the Easter season, begging their mother to buy some of all that was before them. The Easter egg hunt and the party would be so much fun. Who would find the most eggs, and who would find the gold egg with money or coupons for hamburgers or ice cream inside? Soon they went into the store, excited over the sweets and fun. Further down the street, a thin, small boy in shabby clothes stood wistfully in front of another window display. It wasn't brightly decorated, but was rather dark and solemn. Little Tad stood with his cap in his hand, as if frozen in time by the scene. Then he began softly to sing the tune of a little song he had learned, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to die on Calvary's tree, from sin to set us free." His song drifted away into the air as he continued, as if glued to the sight. Presently, a well-dressed businessman stopped to view the scene in the window, too. It was a picture on display of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ and that dark day as he hung on the cross. It showed the bleeding Savior nailed to the cross with huge spikes through his hands and feet. It showed his head bowed, bleeding from the wounds made by the sharp, horrid crown of thorns the cruel soldiers pressed onto his head, mocking, "Behold the King!" It showed the self-righteous religious leaders jeering at Jesus, "If you're the Christ, come down from the cross. Save yourself! Ha, ha, ha!" It showed rough, scornful soldiers gambling over his robe. They could gloat and brag how they had put this impostor to death. The world should always thank them, as he could bother them no more. He was dead. Dead! They proved it that afternoon when a bold soldier slashed his side with his sword and water and blood came out. Yes, he was dead all right. They were rid of this man who'd stirred up their world and turned the light of God's word on their sin. The businessman noticed the lad looking so intently at the picture that he asked, "Who is that? What has happened? Do you know?" "Oh, yes, sir, I know," he answered. "I figured you would know. He came a long time ago. That's our Savior. Them's the soldiers with the big long spears. That there down there is his mother crying because he's her son." The boy thrust his hands in his pockets and said softly, "They killed him, mister. They were so wicked. They killed him, and he died on the cross all alone." "Where did you learn about Jesus, lad? Did you hear about it from a preacher?" "Oh, no, sir," he said. "I learned it from my mission school teacher." The businessman thoughtfully walked away, but then he heard the lad's voice calling to him. He turned as the boy was running toward him. "Say, mister, there's something else you ought to know. The Lord rose again. He's alive. Early the first day of the week, some ladies who loved Jesus were going to anoint his body for burial because there wasn't enough time on the day that he died. But when they got to the tomb, it was empty. Two men in shining raiment, I reckon they were angels, asked him why they were looking for a living person where dead people were buried. They said that Jesus was risen. Oh, it was wonderful news, mister. The ladies ran to tell the disciples and everyone they met that Jesus was alive. It was true. Then many people saw him after that. He wasn't a ghost. He ate and talked with them and even cooked fish for them for breakfast one morning. And he showed them the nail prints in his hands and feet and the sword scar in his side. Oh, he's alive, all right, mister. He's alive." Then he smiled and waved and went happily on his way. The man's heart was stirred. For a moment he wept for joy and thought, "Praise God for that first Easter day." Yes, boys and girls, you and I should thank God for that first Easter morning when our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. We have a living Savior. Many false religions worship some dead person. They quote and obey some of the things they said when they lived on earth, but the person they follow is dead and can't do anything for anyone. They're dead. We have a living Savior who died to pay for our sins, but he didn't stay dead. He came out of the tomb and is alive. Right now, he's at the right hand of God the Father, praying for his children. And someday, he's coming back to earth to take his trusting children home. Oh, what a wonderful gospel we have to share with others. How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. It's all in God's book, and you can stake your life on it. Trust Christ as your Savior, and know true Easter joy. Easter is not bunnies and candy. All of that steals attention from our Lord. Easter is the celebration of our Savior's resurrection. What a wonderful Savior! Now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.